Right now, let's talk to the man that gives us the details of what to expect weather-wise, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. It's that time of the year, you know, where it's hard to decide exactly what to wear because it's chilly in the morning and it's nice in the afternoon. So you're going to have to cope with that because today it'll be sunny, 70 to 75. And tonight, 50 to 55, but the clouds come in. And those clouds will give us showers and a thunderstorm tomorrow, 65 to 70. Showers Friday morning will taper off. It'll clear, 65 to 70. And how about a nice Saturday? Sunny, 65 to 70, but clouds and showers on Sunday. So it's a 50-50
weekend. 50-50
weekend.
Yep. Well, what the heck?
You know, have everything.
Yeah, that's right. At least there's no snow in the forecast.
Not yet.
There's no ice in the forecast.
Not yet.
So when you take a 50-50 weekend and we're heading into fall and winter, you take it because there's both those things I just mentioned aren't in the forecast.
Yeah. Not yet, as I said. But the month is still young.
Well, no, I'm 11 days to my 70th birthday, Pat.
Wow.
I was reminded of that yesterday.
Are you going to have a big celebration?
No.
No?
My knees won't allow it.
Okay.
I'll celebrate my 70th on a day before my 71st birthday.
Okay.
And I'll wait a year.
You could do that.
Right. So.
Yeah, you could do that. No problem. No problem. Okay, that's good. And we have Carl, Tropical Storm Carl, in the southwest Gulf of Mexico, between the Yucatan and the Texas coast. 45-mile-per-hour winds. He's going to meander around there. Eventually, the thinking is that he'll move south into Mexico, and that'll be the end of him. So I don't think he's going to be too much trouble to the U.S.,
and we don't have any other blips on the radar screen, right?
No, we do not. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When does the hurricane season officially end?
November 30th.
All right.
Yeah, so we've got a while, but, you know, we're definitely on the downslope side right now. You know, the chances get less and less and less and less as we go through October and into November. And, you know, same holds true for the southern United States. But still right now, they have a pretty good, still have, like Florida, the Gulf Coast, they still probably have a good chance of seeing something tropical before the season comes to an end.
Yeah.
And that is that. I see your idol was voted off Dancing with the Stars.
Who?
Sam Champion. Yeah, the weather forecaster from ABC.
Oh, I see. I didn't even know that Sam Champion was the weather forecaster for them.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And he used to be on Good Morning America, too. No longer. Now he's just on local, Channel 7 in New York. And he was on Dancing with the Stars, but he was voted off this week.
All right. Well, I feel relieved for his family.
Yeah, right.
Hey, how about that that satellite that they sent up to test to see if you can change the trajectory of an oncoming meteor? It worked.
Yeah.
It worked. I mean, that's a news story that they're running, but that should be a number one news story. That's an amazing scientific advancement.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's not the number one news story. You know that.
No.
You know, right now, everybody is concentrating on Russia and the Ukraine again. And I guess rightly so. I mean, you know, things are not looking good there.
Oh, they haven't been looking good for a long time. You know, our world is, you know, you figure World War One, World War Two. The Korean War, the Vietnam War, Russia being involved, and in Afghanistan, the United States being involved in Afghanistan, the Iraqi war, go back in time, the Civil War, I mean, the War of 1812. I mean, the world just never learns. It never, never learns.
Yeah.
You know, it's just absolutely amazing. That's why if there is some form, a higher life form out there that ever wanted to come and take us over, they'd be able to do it. First of all, they don't want us as neighbors. We're always fighting.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it's just terrible. It's just terrible.
You know, it takes all kinds of people, Marshall. And unfortunately, you know, it doesn't mix. Sometimes it just doesn't mix. You know, as well as I do. You know, you could have a whole bunch of dogs together and they all get along, but there could be one in there that just doesn't get along with your dog. And I've seen that happen
yeah.
a number of times. It's, you know, and that's the way it goes. So, yeah, I don't think there'll ever be 100% harmony, do you?
No, but you're just, you know, it's just tiring. It's just tiring. People never learn. They just never learn. You know, let's switch to other things. We're in the month of October. New movie releases coming out. Now, this is not just for streaming. This is for streaming in theaters. Coming out in 2 days, The Curse of Bridge Hollow on Netflix. Halloween Ends with Jamie Lee Curtis back once again. That's a theatrical release. And one I don't know about, I don't understand, Till. But then on Wednesday, The School for Good and Evil on Netflix. You get the theme that's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a big horror fan. So for me, seeing movies released like this, not really, doesn't really do anything for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
But our first Christmas movie of the season, new one coming up on November 10th, Falling for Christmas on Netflix. And a movie that sounds like it's right up my alley, Pat, on November 11th, Armageddon Time. And then Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, is going to be released on November 11th. So I've got a couple of movie dates there on the 11th about things that are coming out. And, of course, your movie will be coming out, right?
Not till February.
Not till February, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's on the back burner right now. I mean, we finished it, you know. Now we have to edit it. But all the concentration right now is trying to get this edition built and set up so that when we get there in the spring, we're not dealing with, half of a project.
And you know, you never can tell if it's a wet spring, it'll slow things down, become mucky and everything like that. So you get as much done now as you can.
Hopefully
in the springtime it'll just be some finishing touches.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
You know,
and you can use it while you're doing finishing touches.
Right. That's the aim or the goal.
Now, even though it's your cabin, do you have to get a certificate of occupancy again before you can go back in it once the construction starts?
No.
Okay, so you don't have to. Okay.
No, so we don't have to bother with that.
Well, that's good.
Thank goodness. Yeah, right, because that would take another 6 months.
Yeah.
The way things go, yeah.
Yeah, it would. But a certificate of occupancy. Well, see, there you go. So it looks like next year will be... Imagine that, not having to go outside to go to the bathroom.
Sounds good to me.
The extra room that you're going to also have.
And the fact that if I want to take a warm shower, I can take a warm shower. That's even nicer.
Yeah, there's nothing, you know, this is going to sound terrible, but it's true. What would life be if you couldn't take a nice warm shower, or if you couldn't just sit in that there bathroom and read a little and think a little, pondering while you're on the toilet. Really?
Right.
I mean, I'm old enough to remember on our property, there was an active, outhouse, you know, actually active, an old-fashioned one. And I'm glad I was born when I was born, because I was born like 10 years earlier, probably would have had to use that.
Yeah. I mean, whoever thought that I would, you know, but that's because I bought a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, but you bought what for $1,000 or something?
It was $1,000.
I mean, what an investment.
Yeah, that was a good investment, right?
You know, I mean, you'll easily be able to, now that you've expanded it, you're going to make so many, if you want to get rid of it, you're going to make so many times over that investment.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be crazy. There's no, you couldn't have put $1,000 to use any better.
Yeah. That was a good decision back then. I was, you know, very young back then, so $1,000 was a lot of money back then.
Well, actually, $1,000 isn't a lot of money now.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it was a real lot of money back then, but it's still a lot of money now.
It's a lot of money right now. Yeah, all right.
All right, so we're going to enjoy the warm weather during the day and the cool weather in the mornings.
Right, and tomorrow you bring the umbrella, and you'll need it again on Sunday.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
All right, sounds good. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.